Prepare yourself for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. Abbreviated transmission I do every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., abbreviated from the weekday 4-hour broadcast. All right, very important radio show today, very informative, a lot of key information for everybody out there. We'll also have open phones on the subject we're bringing up at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, and that will get you up and on the air. There's a lot of issues I want to cover today. Obama is just adding new lies every week, going 180 degrees away from everything he claimed and said that he would do. And I want to go back over some of the old lies, but first get to the new lies. One of them is that he promised to immediately bring home U.S. troops within 6 months. Then he said he'd look at it in 16 months. Now they're saying 23 months they'll look at it, and that 50,000 troops will stay there permanently. Well, that was always the Pentagon plan. Doesn't matter what president's in. The big foreign banks that have hijacked this nation control the military, control the Pentagon, control the whole military-industrial complex. But the issue here is, the headline across the nation this weekend is, Obama to end occupation of Iraq within 20 months, 23 months. But then you read the sub-paragraphs, it says, oh, he's going to bring back all the combat troops, and combat operations will be over. Will be over within the 20-plus months. Well, that's what George Bush said 6 months after the invasion of Iraq back in 2003. Remember on the aircraft carrier and the commando, fighter pilot outfit with the giant codpiece? He's up there saying that major combat operations are over. This is all the same lies, and the presidents are puppets that just read off of a teleprompter. Also, Obama said that he was only going to raise taxes back to the old 1990s tax rate of 40% against couples making more than $250,000 a year, or individuals making $125,000 a year. But now it's coming out, scores of new taxes on Medicare and Medicaid and capital gains tax, and they're getting rid of many of the tax exemptions for legitimate things. So just a complete and total lie there. He's also stated that they're going to continue the violation of the Geneva Convention and the Constitution. Even the Supreme Court said they couldn't do it last year at Bagram Air Base and other camps around the world. They may shut Guantanamo, but they're going to open more camps and even camps in the United States, according to ABC News, and violate the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and Geneva Convention. Of course, he's basically hired nothing but top lobbyists and special interest into the new White House, swearing he wouldn't do that. He swore he'd end the Patriot Act. He says he's going to expand that. He swore that they were going to go after telecoms. Then he voted for it. And the warrantless wiretapping, now they're going to expand that. That's in the news. What has he told the truth about, though? Saying he would set up a million-person domestic security force under the Pentagon's control and turn mercenaries loose on the American people. They are doing that. But now he has the nerve to come out in his weekly radio address Saturday and say that he is fighting special interest in pork barrel and that he knows special interest is going to come after him, and that they want to fight, and that he's ready to fight them, similar to Bush saying, bring it on. As if this guy isn't Mr. Special Interest, worse than even Bush. I mean, it's hard to believe. Worse than even Clinton. Hard to top that. But he has the nerve to sit there and say, I'm going to help the American people. I'm going to cut the budget. I'm going to go after special interest. When he just passed a $787 billion stimulus package that major analysts have looked at, 90% of it goes to special interest. And, yes, there is a every 2 weeks a $15.35. You can buy a pizza with that. Might be able to get a combo and get two medium pizzas for that. Now, you might get one pizza and maybe a liter of Coke. I'm not sure. The point is that, yes, that's your tax cut while he raises all these other taxes. And then he's announced, and it's not State of the Union. They billed it as that addressed to Congress last week. For the carbon taxes on everything, toilet paper, light bulbs, all fuels, heating oil, natural gas, your homes, that will be a tax also on U.S. factories and businesses that will be passed on to you. So just unbelievable tax increases on every front. But here he is shaking his finger at the teleprompter, reading a speech written by somebody else. He's ready for a fight for the people, and he's going to fight special interest, just like he was going to not hire any lobbyists, and just like on and on and on. I mean, this is going to be a $3.5 trillion budget. And on top of that, on top of the record $1+ trillion defense budget he's supporting, he wants $800 billion for combat operations on top of that, and is going to increase the total number of U.S. troops in the Middle East and Central Asia. Just, I mean, even if you support Barack Obama and like him and like his tie and his suit or whatever, I mean, do you like the fact that he lied about everything? Here he is, arrogantly putting out more propaganda.
I realize that passing this budget won't be easy. Because it represents real and dramatic change, it also represents a threat to the status quo in Washington.
Oh.
I know that the insurance industry might like the idea.
Back it up. I mean, this is incredible. Real change, and it's a five-minute address. We're going to just play like a minute of it. You can go watch it at whitehouse.gov. It's on the front page if you want. I mean, he says this is change from business as usual. Well, I guess in a way it's true. I mean, Bush tripled the size of government. I guess Obama's going to double it in 1 year, and Bush tripled it in eight. So if he doubles it every year or triples it every year, this is a little more than a doubling, about 2.5 times, then I guess he will make it 7 times bigger, 8 times bigger, instead of, or maybe 10 times bigger. Do the math. So I guess in a way, business as usual is growing the government, the bureaucracy, the corruption, the looting, the pork barrel. And so he's radically expanding that, dwarfing what Bush did. And I guess it is change. But it is business as usual, though, folks. It's a grow government. Here it is.
I realize that passing this budget won't be easy. Because it represents real and dramatic change, it also represents a threat to the status quo in Washington.
Oh,
I know that the insurance industry won't like the idea that they'll have to bid competitively to continue offering Medicare coverage, but that's how we'll help preserve and protect Medicare and lower health care costs for American families.
Hit pause.
Banks and big.
Notice how he acts like it's some free market thing. That's a $45 billion deal. That'll just bring federal control over the insurance companies. If it was truly competitive bidding, it might be a good idea. But that's 40-something billion out of a $3.5 trillion budget. So he can act like he's some libertarian. Keep going.
Lenders won't like the idea that we're ending their huge taxpayer subsidies. But that's how we'll save taxpayers nearly $50 billion and make college
more affordable. Stop right there. Ending special interest. I mean, this is just, keep going.
I know that oil and gas companies won't like us ending nearly $30 billion in tax breaks, but that's how we'll help fund a renewable energy economy that will create new jobs.
I'll stop right there. That's just a new tax. The oil companies will just raise prices. That'll be passed on to you. The oil companies, while they're corrupt, they bought up most of the refineries in the U.S. and shut them down to artificially create a bottleneck. They're not involved in most of the big countries in the fields and the actual profits that go to the central banks. So another bait and switch, looting one of the few industries we had left. Keep going.
Industries. In other words, I know these steps won't sit well with the special interests and lobbyists who are invested in the old ways of doing business.
Stop it again. The lobbyist. This is Mr. Lobbyist who promised he wouldn't hire one lobbyist or donor. That's all he's done. Keep going.
Gearing up for a fight as we speak. My message to them is this. So am I. The system we have now might work for the powerful and well-connected interests.
Stop right there. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'm going to finish up with comments on this. He is the special interest, but instead of just the low-level corporations getting some goodies, it's all got to go to the banks. Because, see, once they bankrupt a nation or a third-world country, then all the money goes to the banks on interest and nothing else. So it is true that some of the pork barrel is going to be cut, but the overall spending is going to increase because it all goes to the New World Order. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Oh. Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, if you go up to whitehouse.gov with the audio we're playing from the video, the headline is Keeping Promises. All he does is break them. So he's going to fight special interests. $9.7 trillion during Bush in the last few months, and then under Obama in the last month and a half has gone to offshore banks with no strings attached. He talks about no business as usual. He's going to fight special interest. I mean, this is sick. Here it is.
In other words, I know these steps won't sit well with the special interests and lobbyists who are invested in the old ways of doing business. And I know they're gearing up for a fight as we speak. My message to them is this. So am I. The system we have now might work for the powerful and well-connected interests that have run Washington for far too long. But I don't. I work for the American people.
Stop right there.
I didn't.
Oh, really? Is that why you brought in all the former Bush people and Clinton people? Like Larry Summers, who actually got rid of the different laws that allowed the banks to create all these derivatives in the 1990s? And Bush continued it, but to sit there and say that this is not business as usual, this is something new. It is new. You're just letting those that have raped us and looted this nation do it even at a bigger level, on a higher plane. I can't listen any more of it. Let's go ahead and go to another big fat lie by this guy. Here's a headline out of Reuters. Obama says combat operations in Iraq to end in August of 2010, or 18 months from now. When you read the Pentagon really says, they says, well, they'll start looking then at withdrawing some of the combat forces, but leaving 50,000 U.S. troops there in all these bases that they built. They were never going to leave. And leaving at least 100,000 mercenaries there. There's 200,000 there now. That's 150,000 troops and support. And now they want a million-person domestic military that'll be here in the U.S. and overseas to get around Posse Comitatus. And what does this new million-person civilian army do? It occupies countries the globalists take over using U.S. force. The bankers use us as their attack dog to take countries over, and then we pay for it in tax money. And all these idiot good old boys, I hear them call talk radio, yeah, we're taking the oil, that's why we do so good. No, idiot, because of all of that, they don't explore for oil here. It hurts our economy and you pay for it. Oh, it makes me sick. Now we've heard this end of major combat operations before. It's the same Pentagon lies. Remember under Bush the last 6 years? Yes, coming up the 14th of this month, it'll be 6 years since 2003 that the troops have been there when they promised they'd be home in 6 months. Remember that? Remember Bush on the deck of an aircraft carrier? Major combat operations are over. Well, now Obama's saying, well, in 16 to 23 months, major combat operations might be over. Here it is. George Bush on the aircraft carrier.
My fellow Americans, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Have prevailed with Saddam Hussein hired when he was 18 years old as an army officer out of the Iraqi army, trained for 2 years by the CIA. This is all mainline history. Uses an assassin to kill people in Iraq. Then the government said, quit killing the Ba'ath Party. People will hire Saddam as the head of security in 69. In 79, he stages a globalist-backed coup. History book says U.S.-backed, but it's globalist-backed. They control us. And then he attacked Iran with U.S. funding. Then the U.S. told him, go ahead and attack. April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador, said, go ahead and attack Kuwait. And then they had 14 years of siege. 1.5 million Iraqis died. And then 1,300,000+ have died in the last 6 years of occupation. But it doesn't matter. Reality doesn't matter. They'll just put out Three Doors Down music videos and Kid Rock music videos showing the troops playing soccer with the kids over there. And again, people say, oh, don't you be anti-military. In Germany, I would have been against the military because Hitler controlled it. In Russia, I wouldn't be against their military. I'm against Stalin controlling it or Mao controlling the Chinese military. In every case in history, when you have tyranny, they use the military against the people. They're openly announcing they're going to use the military against us here in the U.S. They've hired felons, aggravated felons, illegal aliens, aggravated illegal aliens. Not just criminals, but illegal aliens that are criminals. That's what's making up the military. That's how they're making our military a foreign force. The country has been captured by offshore banks. Now, if you love the illusion of we're the good guys and everything's fine, and you're going to lose your pension fund, you're going to lose your stock market, you're going to lose your 401k, the IMF, the World Bank, openly say they're going to make us a third world country. They don't like there being middle classes. They're going to use the carbon taxes over every facet of your life to break you, to break me. This is going to happen. How many things do I have to be right about over the years? I have their own battle plans. By the way, I'm making a film. It's basically done today, and it's going off to be manufactured tomorrow. And I finally wrote the back cover last night for the film, The Obama Deception, and I think this sums up what's happening. The Obama Deception is a hard-hitting film that completely destroys the myth that Barack Obama is working for the best interest of the American people. The Obama phenomenon is a hoax, carefully crafted by the captains of the New World Order. He is being pushed as savior in an attempt to con the American people into accepting global slavery. We have reached a critical juncture in the New World Order's plans. It's not about left or right, it's about a one-world government. Being openly announced, I would add. The international bankers plan to loot the people of the United States and turn them into slaves on a global plantation. Covered in this film, who Obama works for, what lies he has told, and the real agenda. If you want to know the facts and cut through all the hype, then this is the film for you. That's right. If you don't want to be a sucker, you want to know reality, not what you make up in your head or the TV tells you, this is the film. Watch the Obama Deception and learn how Obama is continuing the process of transforming America into something that resembles Nazi Germany, which forces national service, domestic civilian spies, warrantless wiretaps, the destruction of the Second Amendment, FEMA camps, and martial law. All of that's now mainstream news. It's not just Alex telling you 12 years ago it was being set up. It's now public because they're getting ready to go with it. Obama's handlers are openly announcing the creation of a new bank of the world that will dominate every nation on earth through carbon taxes and military force. International bankers are purposefully engineering the worldwide financial meltdown to bankrupt the nations of the planet and bring in world government. Obama plans to loot the middle class, destroy pensions, and federalize the state so the population is completely dependent on the central government. The elite are using Obama to pacify the public so they can usher in the North American Union by stealth, launch a new Cold War, and continue the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. The information contained in this film is vital to the future of the Republic and to freedom worldwide. President Obama is only the tool of a larger agenda until all are made aware, humanity will remain captive of the masters of the New World Order. And I got a calls about this Friday, and I YouTubed it and did find it. I meant to bring it in, guys. We'll look for it during a break. Rush Limbaugh Friday said, yes, there's a world government, a bank of the world, a new world order is going to run America, but the liberals are behind it. All those years he said it didn't exist. All those years he said it wasn't real. And I was asking on the air a few weeks ago, how is Hannity and Limbaugh and all of them still saying there's no plan for a world government when the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, Reuters, the Times of London, the Financial Times of London, hundreds of Time Magazine, Newsweek, announcing world government with a World Bank ruling us, how would they deny that? They can't deny it. See, now they think it's too late for us to stop it. Now it's going public, so they're having to admit it's real. Ladies and gentlemen, we can still defeat this if you will wake up, face the facts, get the word out. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the ObamaDeception.net.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So much news that I don't just do 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday. I come in and do the Sunday show. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Loaded phones here, but you can call in after you hear a caller hang up at 877-590-5525. Going to go to the Mojave, Alaska, Indiana, California, Austin, Indiana, you name it. But before we do that, see, it's simple in psychological warfare. As the globalists were setting up world government, the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, having Congress sign away its authority, other nations sign away their authority, having Europe sign away their authority to these unelected global bodies, they would say it doesn't exist. It's not happening. There's no plan for New World Order. There's no plan for a carbon tax. And then there's a lot of people in society that if the establishment says something isn't kosher or proper to talk about, they won't discuss it. Now the establishment comes out and admits they're setting up world government, but says it's the solution to the global meltdown caused by the global central banks. But they say the global central banks will fix it all if we just give up all of our freedoms to them, a new bank of the world. And they're publicizing it as a global new deal, a giant power grab. And so a lot of people, even though it's now admitted that world government's real, the New World Order's real, that it's tyrannical. I mean, the Times of London, Sunday Times, wrote a big story, and now for world government, and said, yeah, it's been secret. Yeah, it's tyrannical, but it's for your own interest. We kept it secret. And then I still have people writing news articles about me, attacking me, saying it doesn't exist. Folks, they're treating you like children, like idiots. Powerful men and groups always want to dominate. The globalists are just offshore pirates that are outside nations' rules, that control the nations through their bureaucracy, through their lobbyists, and who use those tools to implode those nations' wealth and transfer it offshore. That's what the New World Order is. Coming up, Democrats introduce public national service bills, forced national service bills. That is coming up. Also, BBC, more seeds for Doomsday Vault. They've got giant UN bases all over the world, including the Arctic, filled with tens of thousands of varieties of heirloom seeds. They know what their genetic engineering is doing. And that dovetails with this story. Later I'll tell you how, out of the Statesman. Texans unknowingly donate children's blood to research. Well, yeah, every major industrialized nation for 36 years secretly takes the child's blood and puts it in an illegal DNA database. Australia, England, and Canada are now announcing they're going to use the illegal database to keep a DNA database on everyone for crimes. Just amazing. Just to show you how stealthily they did this. And I was the kook talking about it 13 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Also, on USAService.org, Obama's private, but has government funding, volunteer national service, his little Stasi force, they have all these gun buyback programs. And one of them was in Dallas. Dallasites turn in 147 guns in exchange for grocery cards. That sells the image that guns are evil, guns are bad. They have the local newscast showing people handing their guns in, acclimating the public for national gun confiscation. That happened in England, Australia, and other countries that did ban guns. This is a shake-and-bake operation. This is a recipe that's being followed. Let's go to Barron in Mojave. Mojave Desert. Is that in Mexico or the U.S.? We'll find out. Barron, good to have you calling. What's on your mind?
Not much. It's in the United States. It's the Mojave Desert, West Nevada, but about 75 degrees. If it wasn't for the chemtrails falling on me.
Hey, there goes his call. Didn't let him go. He hung up. Can we drop? I'm not able to drop this call for some reason. Okay, there. I was able to drop it. Let's go to Paul in California. He says he disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Go ahead and disagree, sir.
Okay, yeah, it's already too late. We're in such a downward spiral. The snowball is out of control. The only way that we can win this is if the government, the federal government, was closed down completely, and that's never going to happen. So my question to you is, what are you personally doing for protection? Okay, I know you have guns. I'm talking about land. What are you planning on moving? When? Last week, when Art Bell was on his show, he mentioned something that he's taking precautions, and then the guy doesn't say what he's actually doing. You follow me?
No, I've got the questions. It's a two-parter. Number one, what did Colonel William Travis at the Alamo say just days after he dropped off his son with my family in Central Texas? You know, my family, the heirs on my mom's side, raised Colonel Travis. I'm proud of that fact. He wrote a letter out saying, "We've all decided to stand and fight. And victory or death." So in the info war, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. I'm defending. And I know we have a chance to defeat the New World Order. How am I preparing? I thank God from the Mexican land grants in 1829. We still have some property in East Texas. And if I have to, I've got a place I can go to there. I also have a small piece of land out in the German Hill Country out by Fredericksburg, a very small piece where I can go to if I have to. If society totally breaks down, as the feds are hoping it will, we can stop that and we can stop them from continuing their banker takeover. They'll give us no quarter. They do this in third world countries all the time. Look at Argentina in 2000, folks, if you want to know what's happening. I do have the Second Amendment to defend myself. I do, of course, have storable food, things like that. But that's just my insurance policy. I am proactively trying to rally the people to believe that we can defeat this new world order. Now, here's a story that's up on Infowars.com. Majority of U.S. states join sovereignty movement, assert Tenth Amendment rights. And if you read the bill in Texas, the bills in New Hampshire, and the bills in Colorado, and the bill they just passed in Oklahoma out of the House, and other states are passing it, they say, feds, you cannot ban any more guns. We're just nullifying your anti-gun bills. You can't put us in FEMA camps. And they list the FEMA camps that have been built. People now know this is real. Not just Alex crying in the wilderness here. They say you're not going to have forced national conscription or service. The states created the federal government. The states created it under the Constitution. They convened it under the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The states created the feds. That's why you see all this worship of the feds and how the feds are king and how great Lincoln is on the news to sell people on the idea they've got to put down a rebellion. The Pentagon, the Army War College, says NORTHCOM is a military jurisdiction over the U.S. set up for the design collapse of the U.S. to bring us into the New World Order. I mean, I've written all these articles linked to the Army War College, linked to their public directives. This is public. No more denying it. The military, just like a third world nation, is to be used as a rear guard to make the people stand down when the globalists extract our pension funds, our money at the barrel of a gun. But as riots break out, they're going to sell us on that it's a good idea. You know, it'll look good. The military will quell riots at first to set the precedent, to sell everybody that that's how we stay safe. So the answer is, what does NORTHCOM say? What does the John Warner Defense Authorization Act say? What does PED 51 say? It says that not just the presidency is a dictatorship, but the Congress has no authority federally. Well, that's treason. That's ridiculous. The Congress is above the president, not just co-equal. If you read the Founding Fathers' statements and the record, not just co-equal, but above. Well, they're saying that, no, Congress is under the president and the National Security Council. Mainline senators are now coming out and saying that this is a Pentagon power grab. The West Virginia, Senator Byrd, of all people, is saying it's a Pentagon takeover. It is, ladies and gentlemen. This happens 99% of the time in other countries. I have a Council on Foreign Relations meeting that was public with top professors reading out of the Army War College about how they're going to have a military coup in the United States in the next 3 years. I'm going to get a guest on about that this week. I mean, that's up on Infowars.com right now. This is being discussed everywhere. And the fact is that people are waking up means we can stop it. So we don't go out and start shooting. We don't go out and start fighting. The military is waking up, those that aren't illegal aliens and felons. Literally, that's who they're hiring. The police are waking up all over the place. Sheriffs are waking up. Grand juries are waking up. And the states are saying, we're not going along with offshore banks coming in through the federal government and fully taking over the United States. Okay? So this is very, very exciting. Now, the feds are pulling all sorts of scams, like Bill seeks to withhold highway funds to states who don't comply with real ID. That's a world ID, a federal ID. So, see, they're trying to put pressure on the states. It's treason. You have to get to your legislatures. You have to get involved. You have to tell the truth about what's happening, because what's happening is so off the charts corrupt, so off the charts evil, that if we just expose how bad it is, they'll never get away with it. Many coups fail. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More of your calls straight ahead.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out
and gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com
or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Disposable heroes, ladies and gentlemen, the master of puppets. You know, a piece of cheese on a mousetrap looks really good to a mouse or a rat. And that's all these Kid Rock and Three Doors Down and all this Pentagon propaganda. They're now reporting $40-plus billion a year is going to be spent domestically, internationally, brainwashing the American people, building up the military, paying for rock stars and movie stars and movies to have product placement in them, selling the military as God. Let me give you a newsflash. You're not in a free society when there's giant military ads everywhere and troops, you know, marching around and any excuse for troops to be in your life. They are gearing up for a total takeover of the U.S. What, you just think we could have this giant force and it wouldn't be used by interest in government to take over? George Washington twice was almost overthrown during a Revolutionary War because his men and his generals wanted to have a coup d'etat and basically become kings. And it happened right when they won the war as well. And then it happened right after he left the presidency. And militias had to march on the Capitol to say, we're not going to have a dictatorship. That's mainline history. Let me tell you, the people running our society today are no George Washingtons. They will not turn down the power. They will not leave after 8 years and go back to their farm. You understand that? You understand that? All right, let's go back to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Don in Indiana. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, Comrade Alex, how are you?
Comrade, yes.
Hey, I kind of just remember back in the Clinton era, you know, his tax cut where I got to keep $3 out of my check each week. It's 156 here, but at the end of the year I had to pay 450 back, you know. I was in Evansville, Indiana yesterday, and they've got these new electronic billboards everywhere. One ad is a commercial, the next ad is a wanted poster for somebody, then a commercial, then a wanted poster. And also in the London Times deal, you know, the nuke in the U.S. on 620, if you do 620-2009 to 1220-2012, it's exactly 3.5 years. Could they move it into the Second Tribulation? That's all I got.
All right, I appreciate your call. Have you ever seen The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura? In The Running Man, it starts with the image of a city and militarized police on street corners, and big billboards saying, we're looking for wanted people. And be sure and have your ID card. See, first, under federal funds, they put in these billboards to, quote, look for lost Alzheimer's patients and kidnapped children. Now they say report illegal guns, creating the perception that guns are illegal when they're not. Or call this hotline to report terrorism. And they're training all the police departments to look for roadside bombs. Now, there's a box on the side of the road. They shut the highway down. Everybody panics. This is so we're all scared and fearful and accept the good men in black uniforms saving us. When the good guys in black uniforms actually work for the terrorists that own and run the country. It's very simple. What would the mafia do 100-something years ago in New York or Chicago or New Jersey? They would come to you and say, somebody's going to burn your grocery store down or your laundromat or your tannery if you don't pay me insurance. And if you didn't pay, they'd burn you out. Well, that's the globalist. To give us your rights or terrorists are going to get you. It's very, very simple. And if you keep living in denial, folks, they're going to win, period. Yes, this is the police state. This is the classic Orwellville. My wife was in Barnes & Noble's. I'd seen this online, but she witnessed it. Just giant children's sections on Obama and giant posters of Obama. It's like Nazi Germany or something. But again, he's just a front man. The point is the establishment's making him a messianic leader. Dan in Alaska, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to thank you for everything that you do, man. I'm in the military, number one, and I actually am a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, and I have a bad habit of going in and playing your stuff while we're at work. And it's kind of amazing to sit there and watch my brothers in arms, you know, just with their jaws wide open looking at this stuff going, my gosh. But thank you for everything that you put out on the net. I've got a question for you about sovereignty. Number one, I do understand that if 34 states get together, that it can actually overthrow the federal government, which I pray that it happens because it needs to happen and fast. But a concern I've got, what if that is in their plans? What if the globalists have already thought about this and are planning on this so they can use the divide and conquer type of theory? What do you think?
Well, you're at a very astute point, sir. First off, justice be done, may the heavens fall. But the establishment is going to build sovereignty being declared as secession. We're not saying have the states secede like what happened with the Confederacy and to create a new country. We're saying the states can abolish or change the federal government in any way they wish. That's the 9th and 10th Amendment, folks. It's in the Constitution. You know, they've taught school kids that's not the case. It is an absolute, you know, inviolate fact that cannot be violated. It is the reality of it. But, yes, in any course, there is danger. That's why it's so good that now 30 states are passing or on the verge of passing 9th and 10th Amendment declarations that are specific. We're not leaving the Union. We are declaring sovereignty under the 10th and 9th Amendment. And then New Hampshire and other states state, if you continue, we're going to move for the states to vote to abolish you and for investigations to arrest you. See, so that's how this works. And so as long as the message is constitutional, will there be some control freaks and bad guys, low level, that try to take control? That always happens. But let me add, we have to do this now because the globalists create regional governments. They're creating the North American Union, Mexico, Canada, the U.S., then they do plan on breaking apart into ethnic enclaves, the Southwest, this is on record, and other areas that will be controlled by regional paramilitary forces. So they plan through the 10 FEMA regions to break up the U.S. The federal government's already fallen to offshore intrigue and banking takeover through espionage publicly. That's what this New World Order is. So it's already gone. We must have the states do this to reconstitute the republic.
Nice. Okay, yeah, awesome. And I just want to, you know, a couple of callers ago, he was saying, what's your plan? You know, this is already, it's already happened. Basically saying it's too late. Ain't wrong. It's not too late. And thinking like that will allow this to happen. People, you got to realize that they work for us. We do not work for them. your governor, the legislature, you know, all them people work for us.
That's right. Let me stop you. You're absolutely right. It's a mind trick that we can't resist. They've been moving to take over the U.S. because they're scared of the American people. They know we could take the government back and bring these bankers that have looted us and robbed us by design. This isn't an accident, to justice. But getting back to the military, I haven't started this initiative. Listeners have started the initiative to send NORTHCOM and National Guard troops now under NORTHCOM my videos. Make copies of them, get them out. There's a video up on Infowars.com. It's AlexJones2012.com. I'm not saying I'm running for president. Somebody else wants this. But the issue is the fact that they're – look, if we educate the military and police and show them how offshore banks are taking us over – and show them the documents, there's no way it can happen. We've got a good chance of beating this if we just take action. But if we have that loser attitude that we don't have any chance, you might as well just roll over and die. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, hallelujah. You're absolutely correct. We have guns for a reason, people. And if you want $50, send me your guns. I'll give you $50. I put an ad on Craigslist, $100 for your guns, no questions asked. I got two hits. So I'm going to disperse them. I'll spread them back out there and keep them out there to the people that want to use them and want to express their Second Amendment right. You know, because once we lose that, we're done. That's it. We're done. And another thing that really pisses me off is these people talking about how the Earth is so overpopulated, blah, 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 whatever. Check this out. There is 2.9 million miles in Australia. There's 640 acres in 1 mile. So if you multiply those numbers, you get 1.8 billion acres. All right, let's take that down into quarter acres. That's 7.5 billion quarter acres. How many people are there in the world again, Alex? A little over 6 billion, right?
Well, number one, the population is going to plane off at 8.5 billion. That's all the government's own numbers. Again, they're teaching us that we don't have resources so they can come in and tax and regulate every facet of our lives by taxing the carbon system of the planet, the carbon cycle. It is the most dastardly plan ever. But let me ask you this. We've educated the military and police. We told them all this was coming. A lot of them laughed. Now they're all waking up, literally, because so much of what we said has now come true. When you talk to folks up there in the military, are they waking up?
Oh, yeah. I've got one guy that sits there and fights me on, the difference between creation and evolution. It's all evolution. Oh, really? Then why is it everything that they've always shown has always been false? But yet, when he sits there and he watches your shows, he has nothing to say. I even asked him the other night, I was like, what do you think about this stuff? I don't know. He says, you know, you're sitting here, you're showing them their own documents like you always preach. Their own documents. And
exactly. So like civilian inmate labor camp program, army.mil, secret FEMA camps built. Now they admit it with Americans already in them. God bless you, my friend. Second hour straight ahead after the news and important announcements. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.